The sound of her whistle was lost in the roar from the crowd as 14 brooms rose into the air. Harry felt his hair fly back off his forehead. His nerves left him in the thrill of the flight. He glanced around, saw Malfoy on his tail, and sped off in search of the snitch. And it's Gryffindor in possession. Alicia Spinett of Gryffindor with the quaffle, heading straight for the slithering goalpost. Looking good. Alicia! Ah! No! Quaffle intercepted by Warrington. Warrington of Slithering tearing up the field. Wham! Nice bludger work there by George Weasley. Warrington drops the quaffle. It's caught by Johnson. Gryffindor back in possession. Come on, Angelina. Nice swerve around Montague. Duck! Angelina, that's a bludger. She scores! 10-0 to Gryffindor. Angelina punched the air as she soared around the end of the field. The sea of scarlet below was screaming its delight. Ouch! Angelina was nearly thrown from her broom as Marcus Flint went smashing into her. Sorry, said Flint as the crowd below booed. Sorry, didn't see her. A moment later, Fred Weasley chucked his beater's club at the back of Flint's head. Flint's nose smashed into the handle of his broom and began to bleed. "That will do!" shrieked Madame Hooch, zooming between them. "Penalty shot to Gryffindor for an unprovoked attack on their chaser. Penalty shot to Slytherin for deliberate damage to their chaser." "Come off it, miss!" howled Fred, but Madame Hooch blew her whistle and Alicia flew forward to take the penalty. "Come on, Alicia!" yelled Lee into the silence that had descended on the crowd. "Yes, she's beaten the keeper! 20-0 to Gryffindor!" Harry turned the firebolt sharply to watch Flint, still bleeding freely, fly forward to take the Slytherin penalty. Wood was hovering in front of the Gryffindor goalposts, his jaw clenched. "Course, Wood's a superb keeper," Lee Jordan told the crowd as Flint waited for Madame Hooch's whistle. "Superb! Very difficult to pass. Very difficult indeed. Yes, I don't believe it! He's saved it!" Relieved, Harry zoomed away, gazing around for the snitch, but still making sure he caught every word of Lee's commentary. It was essential that he hold Malfoy off the snitch until Gryffindor was more than 50 points up.
Gryffindor in possession. No, Slytherin in possession. No, Gryffindor back in possession. And it's Katie Bell. Katie Bell for Gryffindor with a quaffle. She's streaking up the field. That was deliberate!
Montague, a Slytherin chaser, had swerved in front of Katie, and instead of seizing the quaffle, had grabbed her head. Katie cartwheeled in the air, managed to stay on her broom, but dropped the quaffle. Madame Hooch's whistle rang out again as she soared over to Montague and began shouting at him. A minute later, Katie had put another penalty past the Slytherin seeker.
30-0! Take that, you dirty cheating! Jordan, if you can't commentate in an unbiased way...
I'm telling it like it is, Professor,